welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for March 1990. Well, let's get right back into what we're doing on part one of the DX audio service, Musings from Embers.
Hi, this is Carl Dabelstein calling from Overland Park, Kansas, with news about Kansas City area radio stations for the DX audio service. On January 23rd, local KFKF on 1340 became KNHN with an all-news CNN format. The call stands for Kansas City Headline News. The station will continue to occupy its present location at 4121 Minnesota Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas. KFKF-FM will continue its country western programming from the current location until other facilities are found. With respect to KCCV, the station intends to remain with that call on 760, despite the other calls it was signed during the period of construction. It is now broadcasting from a new transmitter site a few miles to the south near Raytown, but continues to use existing studio facilities in Independence. KCCV is in the process of relocating its studios to the area of I-435 and Metcalf Avenue in downtown Overland Park. When that occurs, KIDZ, the new operators on 1510, will commence broadcasting with a children's programming format from the former KCCV facilities. Finally, no pre-operational testing has yet been heard from KGGN, the 1,000-watt daytimer licensed for 890 kilohertz to Gladstone. They apparently will have a black gospel format and will transmit from a site near Liberty. The current construction authorization expires in June. That's it from here. Good DX N73.
Hello, DXers, and greetings from Chicago. This is Joe DeCourcy reporting for the DX audio service that, as of, I would imagine, last weekend, today is January 30th, 1990, and I didn't notice until Sunday, the 28th, but WAIT out of Crystal Lake at 850 on the dial is now Beautiful Music, taking over what used to be WXEZ's format, which WXEZ now calls themselves Today's Light Hit, Today's Easy Hits. So that's all I have this time for you, and I am very impressed with the magazine, Fred, and John, and everyone else there. Keep the good work up, and we look forward to the next issue.
Well, hello, DXers. It's Marty Rimpaugh here in Oakland, California. We have an unknown carrier testing with power levels here on 850, and to my knowledge, there was supposed to be a Yountville station coming on 840, so I don't know what the carrier is doing on 850, and I also heard a test on 820 with a carrier, and I think that that's awfully odd because first adjacents are pretty much, I guess, illegal in, you know, precedence or something like that. But this 850 is testing with full power, and then it shuts the carrier down, and then it tests at reduced power, so we'll have to wait and see what happens. I don't know whether it's a legitimate station or a pirate or what. Anyway, that's all. So happy DX.
Hi, Fred. I just thought it might be worth word here that WNYC 830 in New York is changing to 820, as we all knew. And the absolute firm date is going to be at 20 minutes past 6, I am told, by Ernie Holt, subscriber to the DX audio service. And that's going to be happening on 620 on Wednesday morning. That'll be the 14th of February.
This is Camille Pacheca calling from Wethersfield, Connecticut. Yesterday, which was February 10th, 1990, WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut celebrated its 65th anniversary, and I thought the DXers would like to know that. Keep up the good work. We enjoy the magazine a lot.
Hi, Fred. My name is Mike Lance calling from Miami Beach, Florida. WGTO at 540 in Cypress Gardens has gone back from a religious format to an oldies format. That's it from here. Take care and keep up the good work with your magazine. See you in Pittsburgh in the fall. Bye.
Hello, Fred. How you doing? This is Ernie from New York City. I just let you know that it's official that Wednesday morning, February 14 at 6:20 a.m., AM 83, WNYC in New York City, will be going to the frequency 820, and they will go 24 hours as of about July 1. It'll take time, but the start will start on Wednesday at 8:20 on the dial. I'd let you know. I'm sure that John will tell you, or you'll probably have information anyway. Catch you later. Good work, and see you later. Bye.
Hey, this is Doug Hunsinger calling from New York City, and I'm probably reporting old news by now. I'm reporting this on the 17th of February, but WNYC has moved from 8:30 to 8:20. I don't know if there's been a power increase or any of the details, but just wanted to pass that on. Thanks again for providing a good service, you guys, John and Fred and the rest of you. Phil with the Market Scope and all the other people that contribute. Really appreciate it and enjoy the magazine.
And if you have something on your mind and you'd like to let us know what's going on, you can give us a call on the Action Line. The telephone number is area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day. Just give us a call on the Action Line. You know, something we haven't done in a long time is put up a topic for you to comment on the Action Line. How about this? The FCC is planning on expanding the AM band from 1600 to 1700. If they do this, are you going to run out and buy a radio just to listen to stations? Give us a call on the Action Line. CHYR Radio has the distinction of being one of those stations that operates on two frequencies. Now, we're not talking about simulcasting. We're talking about an AM radio station which operates on one frequency during the daytime and another frequency at the nighttime. It's quite unique to radio broadcasting. How does this sound? Well, give a listen.
CHYR Frequency Shift. High-tech engineering enables CHYR to offer you 24-hour-a-day service. Stand by to resume listening at 7:30 on your AM dial.
Now they leading Oklahoma State.
CHYR continues.
Direct from the newsroom, CHYR Newsbreak. It's official. After 27 years in custody, Nelson Mandela will be freed. South African President...
I talked to General Manager Lou Thomasy at CHYR Radio about this unique operation. Lou, when did CHYR Radio first start this operation on two frequencies, and why are two frequencies really necessary?
This is a good question. I almost wish I didn't have to answer it, because we've been on the two frequencies since 1968. Originally, CHYR began in 1955 as a 250-watt daytimer at 710 on the dial. And as time went by, we managed to get the power increased to 1,000 watts. We had a very good consultant at that time who was also doing work in Mexico. And about 1968, he came up with the idea that we could expand the daytime operation to 10,000 watts. We could also go on the nighttime frequency of 7:30 on the dial. Now, we have to protect WOR in New York, and that's why we are unable to use 7:10 after sunset. 7:30 kilohertz is a Mexican clear channel. No U.S. stations were allowed at that time to transmit on 7:30 after sunset, and he thought we could blend the two together. We couldn't use 7:30 during the daytime because there are a number of U.S. stations around us, particularly one in Bowling Green, Ohio, that uses 7:30 during the day. So because this is one of the most over-radioed areas in North America, we had absolutely no choice to go to a full-time operation. It was the split frequency. At that time, which was 1968, there was only one other radio station in the world that operated like that, and I believe that was in Gravelburg, Saskatchewan, and they went from 7:10 daytime to 12:30 at nighttime, which is a terrific spread. The station was taken over by the CBC, and they managed to get it on one frequency. I don't know why they had to be on two, but that's the reason we had to be on two.
Are there any major technical problems that are indicative to a operation which has two frequencies and two transmitters and two directional antenna systems?
Well, let me correct you. First of all, we have only one transmitter site. We have six towers. The problem it poses is at sunset and sunrise when we have to do the changeover. Certain towers are taken out of the array in the evening, and I believe we operate only on two towers in the evening, and then during the day we have to add a number of towers. Now, what the technical problem is there, that the relays we use are rather inexpensive relays, and we don't use them because they're inexpensive, but because our consulting engineer said this is the type of relay you have to use. And there we have, I think it's 68 of them. So whenever a changeover occurs, we have to have these 68 relays go in sequence. Some of these relays, if not all, are outside the main transmitter building and in the little shacks at the base of the tower. And they're subject to all sorts of external conditions, temperature, whether it's hot or excessively cold, and of course snow and freezing and so forth. So at times, if only one of them misfires or misfunctions, then we're sort of dead in the water. And as a result, we then can't go back to the previous frequency we were on, nor can we go ahead. So that is the big drawback. Now, the big advantage is that we also have two different transmitters. This means neither transmitter works as hard as any other radio stations where they have one transmitter going the whole day. There's also a disadvantage to that, because as time goes by, these transmitters have lasted a good number of years, so many years that they're now out of date and parts are hard to get. So every advantage has a distinct disadvantage.
Well, just out of curiosity, can each transmitter go to the other frequency, say, should one fail?
No. That is unfortunately something we're not able to do. The daytime transmitter is one. It's an RCA, an old model. It can be stepped down to 5,000 watts, cannot be stepped down to 1,000. I have to be careful what I say. I'm not an engineer. Of course, it could be stepped down to 1,000, but anything can be done if you have enough money to do it. But that's something we've never done.
I can remember back in the 70s that the 710 operation had a call sign of CHYR, while the 730 operation had a call sign of CHIR. Whatever happened to the CHIR call sign?
Well, let's go back even before that. The original call letters of this radio station were CJSP. The last two letters stood for Sun Parlor. This radio station is the most southerly in all of Canada. We're south of Detroit, Michigan, and on a latitude parallel to Northern California and Rome and probably even Athens, Greece, although you wouldn't know that in the wintertime. So when we applied for the dual frequency operation, our Department of Communications informed us that you had to have different call letters for each frequency, even though we were based at the same transmitter site and in effect using the same towers, which meant that the CJSP call letters had to go. So we looked for something similar, and we decided to call it CHYR for the daytime and CHIR at night. And then to even simplify things even more, because this is a very difficult beast to try to promote, we just called it CHIR. Time went by, and in Ontario we have the Global Television Network, which uses only one call letter. However, they have transmitter sites all over the province. And I got a hold of their consulting engineer, and he went to work for us and prevailed upon the Department of Communications that it was sort of silly for us to have two different call letters. Couldn't we have one? So they agreed to that with the proviso that we had to call the nighttime CHYR-7. So we're probably the only radio station in the world that has a numeral in its call letters.
We talked about the original call sign, CJSP, but can you tell us a little bit about the history of CHIR Radio, the format, just a little background about the radio station?
Well, the original operation, as best I can remember, and there are days I try not to, Fred, because it just means I'm getting older by the minute, started in February 19th, 1955. That means in a little bit we'll be celebrating our 35th anniversary. A 250-watt operation, daytime only. We had one newscaster, two disc jockeys. We had a a number of people who work for us part-time. Our programming on Sunday was basically ethnic programming, because over 38% of the people who live in this county are neither of French or English extraction. And the programming at that time was fairly contemporary, although there was some degree of block programming from what I can remember. I think we even had a children's show on at one time. So it was really quite a shirt sleeve and a super local type operation.
You know, when I listen to CHYR in the summertime, I often hear the Toronto Blue Jays on the air. I was wondering, how did CHYR pick up the Toronto Blue Jays broadcast?
Well, I think one of the things that occurred to us from the standpoint of programming a number of years ago, realizing, very frankly, the impact of television and how many people were tuned to television, and the fact that listenership for radio, generally speaking, is lower in the evening hours than the daytime hours, we decided to do something about that. And we managed to acquire, back in about 1980 or so, the play-by-play of Blue Jays broadcast, which was quite a historic event in this area, considering that the Detroit Tigers are located 22 miles away from us, and the Tigers had built up fans all the way between Windsor and London. That's a difference, or perhaps, let's say, 90 miles from outside of the city, hardcore Tiger fans, and we came along and did that. And at the time we did it, there wasn't really too much notice of it, because the Blue Jays, of course, were in last place. At the same time, we also decided to put on the air the play-by-play of Toronto Maple Leaf hockey. And we've done that continuously since 1980 in an effort to boost listenerships. But the old saying is, we've been hoisted on our own petard, because as time went by, the Blue Jays got better, which attracted more fans. And some of them are very, very unhappy with us, because in the wintertime, in the summertime, in the month of July, we changed frequencies about 9:15 daylight time, and that is about the fourth inning. And a lot of people become very, very distressed when the game is tied or the runner's on base, and here's the windup of the pitch, and we say, now due to high-tech engineering, we've got to change frequency. Because not only does our power change rather abruptly from 10,000 watts down to 500, but our pattern is altered as well. So for people living, let's say, northeast of our studios, our signal is gone. So the very thing we thought would help us out is now almost kicked back at us and caused us a great deal of distress.
A DXer might wonder, what exactly can you hear on 710 kilohertz in Leamington, Ontario, after CHYR signs off? WR New York? Possibly. What about Kansas City? That's a maybe. But actually, what you hear is Cuba. It seems that Fidel and the boys are winding up their transmitters in retaliation to Radio Marty and TV Marty. Here's what CHYR 710 frequency sounds like after CHYR signs off the air.
CHYR frequency shift. High-tech engineering enables CHYR to offer you 24-hour-a-day service. Stand by to resume listening at 7:30 on your AM dial.
A 7:03 minutos hora exacta en todo el territorio nacional exclusivo de Rebelde. Un noticiario de talla extra de 7 a 8 por Radio Rebelde. El líder nacionalista negro Nelson Mandela será liberado mañana domingo tras pasar más de 27 años en cárcel de Sudáfrica.
Yes, you heard that right. That is Cuba, all right, on 710 kilohertz. And this was recorded in Leamington, Ontario, Canada. Who said that Cuba is not retaliating because of TV Marty and Radio Marty? Let's go over to the frequency of 730 kilohertz and listen to what the frequency sounds like just before CHYR signs on that frequency. You'll notice a little splash, and that is from CHYR on 710.
CHYR CHYR continues.
Direct from the newsroom, CHYR Newsbreak. It's official. After 27 years in custody, Nelson Mandela will be freed.
Now let's take it back the other way, from 730 kilohertz over to 710 kilohertz.
CHYR Frequency Shift. High-tech engineering enables CHYR to offer you 24-hour-a-day service. Stand by to resume listening at 710 on your AM dial. CHYR continues.
It's 24 degrees at 7:30. We'll see some sunshine this morning, but the clouds will move in this afternoon. No rain is expected out of it. We're looking for a high around 40 degrees.
No, the switch wasn't that quick. We used two different radios to record that particular switch. But that's how CHYR and CHYR 7 sound as they switch frequencies from 710 kilohertz to 730 and from 730 to 710. An interesting station, CHYR, Leamington, Ontario.
Soft, lovely sounds. The beautiful music sound of Phil Wayne on Market Scope.
Thanks, Fred. This month on Market Scope, we continue with San Francisco's FM stations. With the latest from the Bay, here's Don Wilkerson.
The next station we'll give you is 94.9 50,000 watt KSAN country and western music, modern country, I guess you'd call it. Where I'm from, we call it city-fied country because we don't consider that real country, but being from the backwoods, you know, I know what real country is. Ha ha. Anyway, here they are. KSAN, they sound like any other typical country station, in my opinion, that you would normally listen to in most areas. So here they are.
KSAN 94.9 FM, more music and more winners with the KSAN Lottery exclusively from KSAN 94.9 FM. Request show, you bet you, that one on the road again for Raphael tonight. And here's an interesting request, actually a nice dedication here for Kelly from Robert. And evidently Kelly said yes tonight and Robert is very glad. We're saying yes to marriage. Congratulations to both of you from KSAN. The request show with the Judds. Here's your song, Kelly and Robert tonight.
She was sitting cross-legged on the hood of the Ford.
KSAN 94.9 FM. There you go, Judge Young Love, especially for Kelly from Robert tonight's all request and dedication show. Kelly and Robert officially engaged as of today, 23 minutes after 11 o'clock with requests. Dave Ware playing them for you on a Tuesday night. Glad to have you along. KSAN 94.9 FM is where you can give us a joke or you can simply enjoy the joke of the day each weekday morning at 6:40 on KSAN with Buddy Barron.
We'll keep you coming back.
Forgot to mention earlier on, I played A Country Boy Can Survive. That was for Ronnie from Chris, by the way. Ronnie's working his first night at Unical in Martinez tonight. Evidently, he's part of the construction crew out there working tonight. And thank you very much for listening to KSAN 94.9 FM. Request show tonight. Hey, exclusive KSAN Bay Area satellite weather looking good. Mostly fair skies over the next couple of days. Continued nice warm temperatures during the middle of the day. Highs mid-60s to mid-70s. Bill wanting to hear Paul Overstreet tonight from KSAN.
Grandma, she don't really get around good anymore.
Every Thursday is guaranteed lottery winner's day on KSAN 94.9 FM. Each and every Thursday during the KSAN lottery game, we guarantee to have at least one $1,000 winner. Thursday is the day. KSAN 94.9 FM is the place. $1,000 cash is the prize. Guaranteed. Every Thursday on KSAN. Listen to Buddy Barron Thursday mornings at 7:15 for complete details on guaranteed lottery winner's day from KSAN 94.9 FM.
The next station we'll do is KKHI FM at 95.7. They are classical, and they also have an AM station, which is at 1550 and is 10,000 watts full time. The Bay Area is probably one of the only cities in the country which has technically four classical stations, even though KKHI San Francisco and KDFC Palo Alto both have AM and FM stations. Still, it is remarkable that they both can last as long as they have. So anyway, here is the first two of the four stations, KKHI, AM and FM.
Everything seems to be here. Microphone, slides, knobs, switches, lights, the log, news machine. Ah, well. Let's hope momentum is on our side because it's Wednesday, November 15th. Let's say goodnight to Scott and Rob and Hector and the rest. Good morning to you. Not only is it the 15th, the middle of November, it is four and a half before six in time to take a look at the news. So, from the KKHI newsroom, this is Keith Lockhart reporting. East Germany's official media are pouring cold water on an offer of West German financial aid.
The classic stations, lively, entertaining, and always enjoyable, were 24 hours a day, stereo KKHI 1550 AM and stereo KKHI 95.7 FM in San Francisco.
Whatever else may happen this morning, at least we're out of the blocks on time. It's 2 minutes before six.
Next on the dial is KOIT, AM and FM. They are owned by Bonneville, and they are light rock. The AM is at 1260 with 5,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night, and the FM is at 96.5.
6 o'clock here on Wednesday morning at COI. Time to check in with Vicki Jenkins and see what's new.
Hello, Tommy. Now a KOIT news brief sponsored by KGO-TV Channel 7. KOIT Metro Traffic reports things are just a little slow at this hour in the Bay Area. I'm Vicki Jenkins. It's 6:04, and this is KOIT AM and FM. San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
COIT 96.5. Good morning. 6:10. 10 minutes past 6 o'clock at COIT. A little bit warmer this afternoon. Our high in San Francisco, 73 degrees. Should be nice. Stay right here with us for up-to-the-minute traffic information and weather every morning. KOIT.
Next is KRQR, the affiliate of KCBS. That's their FM at 97.3. 84,000 watts of hard rock, I guess you might say.
And on November 15th, happy birthday to you and the famous people you may share this day with. On KRQR, here's a short list. General Rommel from World War II, the German general known as the Desert Fox, was born on this day in 1891. Hitler ordered his suicide, and he didn't even listen to Ozzy Osbourne or Judas Priest to do it. Anyway, yeah, and if he had survived, the war might have been prolonged at the very least. He was a great general, but Hitler was just a little nutso, don't you think? Mantovani, that music that makes you nuts in the malls, Muzak, was born on this day in 1905. American General Curtis LeMay, SAC Commander, Air Force General 81, who said during the Vietnam War that we should bomb them back into the Stone Age. Well, there was an effective technique. Yet another TV birthday. You've seen him as Lou Grant. You've seen him on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. You've seen him speaking loudly at public events of a political nature. Ed Asner, actor, is 60 today. Petula Clark, who sung Downtown in 1965, is 55. Yaphet Kotto, actor, 52, from Alien, from Killing Fields. Sam Waterston is 49. And the rock and roll birthday this morning, Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five, the group after the Beatles in the British Invasion, is 47. Now let's go back to a song I can remember trying to kick out the floorboards in my brother's 59 Rambler with, Stomp Along with Bits and Pieces, at 6:14 on 97.3 KRQR The Rocker.
Mash Insanity.
Everybody, 97.3 KRQR.
Holy cow, it moves!
Honey and men, I have something awesome to reveal to you.
Well, go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
Two flying saucers have just landed on my plate.
Sir, maybe you should eat lobster for breakfast.
Good thing. Men, our greatest fear is realized. We are under attack from superior consciousness.
Well, thank you, General. I've never been complimented better. It's time for our lobster breakfast at 6:21, of course, if you're just waking up.
Wake up!
And we do have General Curtis LeMay, the Air Force General, who's 81 today. Happy birthday. And Dave Clark from the Dave Clark Five, we heard from him and his band. He's 47.
Mm-hmm.
47. Or 49. Depends on which calendar you look on.
We're getting old.
No, we're not. We're just moving on in time.
Okay.
The universe is getting old.
Lob, did you know that crab season started yesterday? Your cousins?
Lobster season starts the beginning of October. Does this mean someone's going to deliver us crab here?
Nothing that's alive, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Crab's on your piano.
I want nothing to do with crabs.
Nope.
Or is it lobsters on your piano?
Rats.
Well, there's
on the
a
piano.
Line I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. Alan Brooks has got a Rocker Road report. Alan does have a Rocker Road report. If you feel up to it, Alan, we could go and take care of some spots first. Why don't we do that?
The next station is KABL AM and FM, easy listening. The FM is located in San Francisco and the AM is in Oakland. The AM is at 960 with 5,000 watts full time and the FM is at 98.1.
And that's only yesterday here on KABL Cable Music at 214. All right, that's Hertz Car Sales. It is 17 minutes past 2 o'clock. Say, have you had a chance to go over to Nordstrom and check out the new KABL imprinted sportswear in the brass rail department there? Yeah, well, they've got sportswear from several radio stations, but I must tell you that I really do believe that KABL is the nicest looking. Our stuff is just great. T-shirts and sweatshirts with a KABL cable car on them. You'll wear them proudly. Check them out in the brass rail department exclusively at all Bay Area Nordstrom stores, and you'll have to have them on when you're listening to cable music. It's a must. It's a summer samba on cable music.
Cable, K-A-B-L.
More music, less stress. K-A-B-L, Oakland. K-A-B-L, FM, San Francisco.
The next station is Coffee FM at 98.9 on your radio dial. This station is a sort of an, I don't know what you call it, a little of everything. So here they are, Coffee FM, K-O-F-Y, and they'll probably be sold, so you may hear them for the last time as this format, since Viacom is buying them out.
Coffee FM, where your coffee's always hot.
Coffee FM. Speaking of video, well, today's the day when the much-hyped, much-appreciated movie video is out. It's Batman. It's out today in the video stores, and the company Warner Video Home Video have shipped 12 million copies, it's estimated, which is quite a few, because before, in the past, like with the movie E.T., when it came out on video, everybody ran out and bought it the first couple of days, and then they couldn't get some new ones in for quite a while, so they were without. So this time, they don't want to have that same problem, so there's lots of Batman videos in the stores as of today or tomorrow. However, it's still playing in about 500 theaters across the country, and the owners of those theaters are hoping that people will still continue to go see it on the big screen. Anyway, Coffee FM time now, 20 minutes before 3 o'clock with Gladys Knight and the Pips, Neither One of Us, Terrence Trent D'Arby, Sign Your Name, and also Boz Scaggs doing Lowdown. And right now, we've got something brand new. It's from Elton John, Sacrifice, on Coffee 98.9 FM.
The next station now we're going to give you is X100, KXXX San Francisco. They used to be KYUU, and they were top 40, but now they are, still top 40, but I guess more kind of soul-oriented like KMEL is. And they've been sold also again, or they're trying to be sold. They were bought by a group in Indianapolis, and I guess they wanted to try to overtake KMEL's number one slot and couldn't do it. And so I guess the owners gave up and now are in the process of selling them again. So we'll see what happens with X100.
X100.
Is this Chuck?
Yes, this is Chuck.
Hi, Chuck. How are you?
I'm fine. And what can I do for you?
Tell me about tomorrow night at Hot Rod.
It's Super Snake. He's going to have tons of prizes, music and merchandise, fun. What can I say? He'll be reading out of the encyclopedia tomorrow night. I think he's up to the letter G. But it's a Hot Rod Cafe in Alameda tomorrow night.
What time?
He'll be there about 10-ish.
All right.
X100 in tone, love. I'm Chuck Geiger on the Outrageous FM. Sir, you can't come in here. Security.
Mr. Geiger.
Yeah.
This is Phil Hubert from Caltrans.
Yeah. What do you want?
Mr. Geiger.
Yeah.
Don't try to get out of this one.
What? What'd I do?
I saw you running across the Bay Bridge today.
Yeah, I tried to sneak across before the ceremony.
Mr. Geiger, you just won't get out of this one. I'm giving you your citation,
and
mister.
Here's your citation.
Nothing like it has ever been on Earth before.
Not valid on delivery.
Is variety. Soul to soul. You get it all. Variety in the mix. Johnny Osmond. Get it all. Get it here. Variety in the mix. X100.
The outrageous FM. X100.
Now we're going to give you KIOI San Francisco at 101.3. This is the very first FM station that Jim Gabbard ever owned, believe it or not. And here they are. They're adult contemporary.
101.3 K101, Jack Culp with a red letter date in the history of the U.S. government. It was November 15th, 1937, that air conditioning was first installed in the House and Senate chambers in Washington. Now, I think it's a great idea, but for the life of me, I can't figure out why they waited till a month before wintertime to do it. As always, your tax dollars hard at work. 101.3 K101. Hi, Jack Culp at 10 away from 4.
Tell me, Mr. Williams.
The 10 o'clock news on Channel 2.
K101, well, the new statistics are out. The U.S. of A raising a new generation of couch potato, apparently. Yeah, so we're going to wait a few minutes and get the scoop from Patty Rising next on K101. In the meantime, pass me the bean dip, please. Thank you.
Serving the Bay Area for over 30 years, this is KIOI San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. We're K101.
A sign of the Beirut Times.
The next station is KDFC, AM and FM, Palo Alto, and San Francisco. The FM is in San Francisco at 102.1, AM is 1220, and the AM has 5,000 watts day and 240 watts night. They are classical.
Employers, if you have a job opening for the blind or handicapped, call the Rose Resnick Center. Remember, it's the ability, not the disability, that counts. A community service reminder from KDFC Palo Alto and KDFC FM San Francisco.
The next station is The Quiet Storm, KBLX FM, Berkeley at 102.9, 50,000 watts of power, and this station has been this way for about 10 years.
But I know I love you.
KBLX. 102.9 FM, 418. Requested music from Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville. Don't Know Much, Shack Attack Nocturne. And the Whispers did Give It to Me. Of course, I'm taking it. And Lee Ritenour, Dreamwalking with Eric Tagg. I'll be back with Daryl Tukes and more after this.
I'm Sandy Altouse, Metro Traffic Control.
KBLX, the essence of soft and warm. 102.9 FM.
The next station is the new age type format, and it's KKSF. I guess this format seems to be traveling all over the country now. Just about everybody seems to have it. Anyway, this is KKSF at 103.7 FM. And at one time, this station used to be KGO-FM, and they did carry the original ABC talk network. But now, they are new age music.
103.7 KKSF with music from around the world. That one was from Dave Grusin's new album, Migration. It's called Southwest Passage. We also heard from the Scottish band Copper Calais. The song was Fisherman's Dream, written by John Martin. And opening our set, the French Gypsies with Luna del Fuego. Gypsy Kings is who they are. And that's from their new French import. I'm Barbara Blake. Thanks for spending your Wednesday afternoon with us. I'm sitting in for Hoyt one final day. He'll be back tomorrow. That's good news.
The next station is Progressive, KFOG at 104.5. They were the number two progressive station in the country behind Miami.
Tom Petty, the Heartbreakers, on the home of classic rock and roll. With some KFOG new music, the latest from the Grateful Dead, Foolish Heart on 104.5 KFOG.
The next station is at 104.9 out of Fremont, California, and it is all Spanish, and it is KBRG.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Cuídate.
Gracias.
Qué interesante situación. Vamos a volver después de esto con la batalla de campeones. Pero mientras aquí está dedicada de las mujeres hermosas del mundo para los hombres. El hombre que yo amo. Los hombres que se portan bien.
Next is at 105.3... The Cutting Edge, as they call it, KITS, in San Francisco, and they are known as Live 105, one of the most unusual type formats you'll ever want to hear, is on this station.
It's Weinhardt Brewing Company, Portland, Oregon.
It's Live 105, KITS, FM, San Francisco, Steve Masters, starting off a 45-minute modern rock marathon, the Cool 7-7, and new music from Laurie Anderson. This song is called My Eyes, here on New Music Wednesday, Live 105. I just absolutely flip out over that. I love that. Thought Forms, and the band is called Lush.
Next, we go to the probably the most popular station in the Bay Area right now. They are fighting tooth and nail with KGO. And, of course, the two stations have quite different formats, to say the least. I guess you could call this one of the power stations, since they sometimes use that phrase. KMEL FM at 106.1, 69,000 watts of... I guess they call themselves Top 40. Top 40 has changed so drastically, I'm not really sure what it is now. But anyway, here they are, KMEL, and you can tell us if you think they're number one.
06 KMEL, hot 7 at 7, number one. Chillin' with Evan Luck, 106 KMEL.
That's Angela Winbush at your power station for the 90s, 106 KBR. Invite you to come out and join Rick Chase tomorrow at noon at Tower Records in Stonestown. You can find him inside the 26-foot Virgin Records RV. Do they know what they're getting into? I mean, do they have any idea at all?
The next station is run by Family Radio Incorporated at 106.9 FM. And I think most of the country has Family Radio.
If you've been blessed by the ministry of KEAR, you probably want to share it with others. You can hand out some invitation to listen cards that list our call letters and position on the FM dial. For your free supply, call us now at area code 415-626-3010.
KSOL at 107.7.
Tis the season to be saving at Lucky.
All right, Debbie, come on, calm down, woman. 107.7 KSOL with 45 minutes of continuous music starting right now and featuring Soul to Soul plus fresh new music from Club Nabau.
Gentlemen, thank you for a great market scope. Next month, well, you know what happened to the April market scope last year.
Mm-hmm.
Fred, are the NRC censors still on the payroll at headquarters?
You betcha, Mike, Sue, and all the rest.
And are we in good standing with the NRC legal department?
Actually not. We violated every principle.
Next month, something a bit different on market scope.
Convention radio at its finest.
For the DX Audio Service, this is Phil Wayne. See you in the spring.
And that's it for the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. The DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature and produced at the studios of Great Northern Broadcast Company in Lima, Ohio. See you next month.